I've spent the last few months watching something strange unfold on South African social media. I've been tracking and reporting how fake accounts and paid-for tweets are being used to simulate public support for some of our politicians. This is not PR. This is something sinister, digital manipulation, and it could have real consequences for our democracy. Hi, I'm Rebecca Davis. I'm a senior journalist for Daily Maverick. Recently, a flood of praise for Police Minister Senzo Mthunu started to cloud my X feed. But not from supporters, from fake accounts, copy-paste tweets, nano-influencers with almost no following, all saying the same thing, like Minister Mthunu's commitment to crime stats builds trust. And many of these accounts were created just weeks before the campaign began. As I said, this isn't just digital noise, it's manipulation, and it's not the first time I've seen it. Back in April 2025, I reported on how politicians across parties, Action SA, the ANC, even Deputy President Paul Mashatile, were suddenly getting online praise from nowhere. Every time the same signs, inauthentic accounts, AI glitches in the text, contradictory bios, and the same language repeated again and again. When I spoke to data analysts at Murmur Intelligence, an organization that provides an unparalleled overview of online political communities, they confirmed what I suspected. Nearly 40% of all posts about Mthunu were driven by just 10% of users. That is not organic support, that's a campaign. And yes, a badly executed one, but still potentially effective in muddying the waters. Now, I spoke to Minister of Police Senzo Mthunu about this, and he says he had no idea that this was happening. In fact, he phoned me personally immediately when I reached out for comment, sounding genuinely baffled. Is it possible he's telling the truth? Absolutely. But someone somewhere within the ANC or close to it likely decided he needed an image cleanup. And for good reason. The South African Police Service has been getting it in the neck in recent months, with cases like the brutal murder of Olorato Mongale doing their bit to squander what's left of the public's almost non-existent faith in law and order. But here's why this online fakery matters. These kinds of campaigns aren't just embarrassing, they're dangerous. They blur the line between truth and spin. They create the illusion of popularity. Next year is the local government elections, and in an election year, that kind of online illusion can sway real votes. We're heading into a digital Wild West. Deep fakes, AI avatars, synthetic campaigns, they're not coming, they're already here. If we don't call it out now, we risk normalizing this manipulation. And if politicians aren't even aware of what's being done in their name, maybe it's time they start paying attention before the fakes drown out the facts.